Trade Union Barons Lobby Wants Tommy Robinson Banned from Public Spaces. By Jack Montgomery on March 3, 2019. Britain's Trades Union Congress, TUC, has called for Tommy Robinson to be banned not only from social media, but from public spaces as well. So Tommy Robinson's been banned from Facebook and Instagram, gloated the lobby group via Twitter, which had itself banned Robinson some months ago already. About time. Now we need to ban him from public spaces too, they added. The move to deplatform Robinson by the leading social media websites came on the heels of the outspoken citizen journalist and street activist releasing his Panorama documentary on the BBC, which purported to show how its flagship Panorama investigative journalism program had been creating and editing news in order to serve a partisan agenda. The TUC, whose leading member organizations serve as major donors to Britain's left-wing Labour Party and act as a key power base for its hard-left socialist leader Jeremy Corbyn, added that unions have always come out against fascism and racism wherever it arises in an attempt to justify its call to deplatform the EDL founder. However, the implications of a theoretical ban from public spaces, which could see Robinson effectively subjected to a kind of indefinite house arrest if implemented, depending on its execution, made some even on the left uncomfortable. I loathe Robinson. But calling for him to be banned from public spaces is positively despotic, commented Paul Embury, a trade unionist with the Fire Brigades Union in London and noted Brexit campaigner. Get a grip of yourselves, comrades. Embury's disagreement with the trajectory of the TUC and its role as an umbrella organization for British trade unions is not limited to its draconian attitude to controversial figures like Robinson, which is not, curiously, extended to Islamist hate preachers or former Islamic State fighters, who have escaped similar calls to action from the lobby group. The firefighter has also criticized the TUC's dogged devotion to the European Union under incumbent General Secretary Francis O'Grady, who was a leading figure in the campaign to remain in the European Union in 2016 and is now agitating for a second referendum. The TUC's stance over Brexit is indicative of the movement's increasing estrangement from the working class, particularly in those former industrial heartlands where the nostrums of the metropolitan liberal elite have little traction, and something resembling a traditional working class culture still endures, Embry observed earlier in February 2019. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.